For Michigan Radio, I'm Lester Graham. A liberal group is claiming Republican candidate for governor, Bill Schuette, tried to protect polluters. Michigan Radio is partnering with the Truth Squad at Bridge Magazine to investigate the claims made by candidates and about candidates. Bill Schuette often mentions his opposition to Obama-era environmental protections that targeted power plant emissions. His campaign website says, quote, "He successfully opposed President Obama's job-killing energy regulations that would have hurt Michigan's economy and increased utility bills for hardworking families," end quote. A liberal group called Progress Michigan says in a Facebook ad, "Asthma is triggered by coal plant smoke. Why did Bill Schuette try to protect polluters?" Bridge Magazine's Jim Malowitz did the investigative work for this Truth Squad report. The first question is whether asthma is triggered by coal plant smoke.
That's clear. There's tons of research on that. The American Lung Association has been very vocal in some of the research it's synthesized and put out about what emissions from coal plant can do. It can trigger asthma and, worse, heart problems, even death.
In 2011, then-President Barack Obama pushed for stricter regulations to reduce mercury, arsenic, lead, and other toxic pollutants emitted by coal-burning power plants.
Today, my administration is saying enough. We're announcing new, common-sense, cost-effective standards to dramatically reduce harmful air pollution. Because we're acting, emissions of mercury and other pollutants, which cause a range of health problems, including neurological damage in children, will decrease significantly.
In 2014, a federal court upheld the new standards. As Attorney General of Michigan, Bill Schuette petitioned the U.S. Supreme Court on behalf of Michigan and 20 other states to block those standards. He argued the costs would outweigh the health benefits. A year later, the U.S. Supreme Court agreed and ordered the EPA to reconsider the rule because it didn't properly weigh the cost versus benefits. Bill Schuette's spokeswoman, Andrea Beitley, responded for the office at the time.
Today's ruling is a victory for family budgets and job creation across the state of Michigan.
A year later, after the EPA considered the costs and reinstated the pollution standards, the Supreme Court made a decision that upheld the standards. Schuette does not mention that defeat. Malowitz says the message by Schuette then and the message by Schuette today omit any mention of the public health impact of that decision.
He was focusing on those sort of economic aspects of the plan in fighting it. But in touting his record fighting Obama to the conservatives who he wants to vote for him in the primary, he leaves out the environmental effects of these regulations.
Then the Obama administration launched a clean power plan to reduce the greenhouse gases that contribute to climate change. Schuette opposed those as well. Ultimately, the Trump administration scrapped that program.
So Progress Michigan was pointing to those two cases to say that Schuette was protecting polluters in office.
The Truth Squad reported this decision was not complicated. The statement by Progress Michigan was accurate. Schuette did try to protect polluters. The Schuette campaign didn't really address the question the Truth Squad asked for in its report.
The statement that Schuette's camp gave me had really nothing to do with the question I asked about this claim that he was protecting polluters. So it was just kind of boilerplate campaign language, and his campaign chose not to engage with that question at the time.
You can find more Truth Squad reports at bridgemi.com. I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.